I'd like to ask Mike to come up here, and he's going to just share a couple of minutes with us about the mission trip that he came back from last week. We would have had him share a few things with us then, but Macombi was here. And so, Mike, I'm just going to give you this, and it's a little hot, but I just want you to share with us a little bit about what God put on your heart on that that trip. And I know your t-shirt kind of, or sweatshirt kind of explains it, so why don't you just take a minute and share with us?
Glad to. Thank you. A couple of months before we started out on this adventure, I was in daily devotion and the Lord gave us a verse that defined our trip. Psalm 90:17, may the glory or the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. And to God's glory, he did it. I can't begin to communicate how he went before us and opened hearts and ears, got appointments. It was, the whole thing was defined as divine appointments. From the time we arrived at the airport to the time we left the airport, it didn't matter if it was a missed connection in Chicago or a flight delay, there was somebody that we were supposed to talk to about Christ through the whole thing. And as Bill alluded to, the sweatshirt word, Team Moldova, going house to house, heart to heart, telling people about Jesus. And one of the slides up there in the top right was an older couple, and we went to their house, and they liked me in uniform for some reason. I didn't really want to bring it, but I felt kind of like an organ grinder's monkey for a while, but the Lord had to change my heart, because that uniform was the ticket to get into the some of the highest officials in the land. The highest law enforcement official in the country of Moldova took time out all the time we wanted during her Monday busy day. And we were able to share the gospel with her, and she never got defensive, never deflected, never patronized us, but just listened and contemplated on the truth. Not only her, her assistant as well, Petro. And this was consistent with two chiefs, the director of internal affairs, who's right under the minister of internal affairs, throughout. God just did it. This picture up here, this older couple, we went to their house, and pretty typical of what you would receive here, you know, religious, and, you know, I believe in Jesus, I read my Bible, go to church once in a while, and, but we just gently, you know, presented the truth and addressed their issues, and then all of a sudden, the woman began to shake, visibly shaken, and she said, I want to pray to receive Jesus. And she did, right there with us. And her husband followed shortly thereafter. And it was just a powerful moment. The picture with the chicken, we were in some of one of the highest officials in the land, but we were also in some of the poorest of homes. And it was just quite honestly a filthy place. And he had just got through plucking that chicken, and the chicken's head was on a table off to the side there. It was just, you know, pretty bad. And in another situation, an older gentleman, Ken Ward, sat down next to him to pray with him. He was pretty ill, but he sat down, got the seat of his britches wet. It was probably urine. Just the poorest of the poor, most humble circumstances, but then the highest, some of the highest government officials in the land, and everything in between. Divine appointment at a pharmacy that we walked in to pick up some medicine. We ended up presenting a Bible, and they were just open and receptive everywhere we went. And the only reason that happened is because you, to God be the glory. People that were praying just plowed the fields for us, and we just were obedient to go. That's all it was. There was nothing special about any of us. We were just obedient to go and spread the seed and watched in amazement at what God did. And it was what God did in it all. I got sick the second day. Bad cold. I decided I just trust God to give me what I need at the moment, and he did. Every time he'd lift me up. After we'd leave a meeting, I was crash again. But every moment, meeting after meeting, he gave me what I need. But it's all to God's glory. Just like the verse y'all opened up with, giving God the praise and the glory in the psalm. I wrote it down. Psalm 62:18, just dovetailed with what our theme verse and everything that God did. God be the glory. And
well, thank you, Mike. And you can see Mike's enthusiasm and excitement. And I love what he started off with that verse about the beauty of the Lord being on us. Because being a witness for Christ is not something we do. It's something that we are. It's not just conveying a message of truth. It's revealing the love of God that has settled in our hearts. And I love that story of sitting there with someone who, they already have religion. They've been going to church off and on all their lives. They've got a Bible in their house. But somehow God pulled the veil back and they realized that Christ was living in Mike's heart. And they realized he was not living in their heart. And so they went from a religious setting into an experience with the living God. And that's what it's about. And that's what God wants us to do. And I just think it's wonderful to see that excitement, because when we step out and we follow God, he surprises us by doing things beyond what we think we can do, simply because his heart is in our heart. Let me just pray. Father, I just thank you for Mike. I thank you for the experiences he had there. Thank you for him being bold and stepping out to go, to knock on doors and to walk into homes of people that he did not know who they were. I just thank you for that boldness that he has. I pray, Father, that that great desire that grows in us to be able to share your love with people will grow more and more, and that you will make us bolder and bolder as we look around and we see the emptiness in the hearts of people around us. And we know, Lord, that the joy that you have given us is what they need. They need Christ in their hearts. We thank you for the people that you brought to the Lord and for the people that you will bring to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.